When you're lying awake with a dismal headache and repulsive to boot by anxiety, I conceive you may use any language you choose to indulge in without impropriety. For your brain is on fire, the bedclothes conspire, of usual slumber to plunder you. First your counterpane goes and uncovers your toes, and your sheet slips demurely from under you. In the blanketing tickles, you feel like Nick's pickles, so terribly sharp is the pricking. And you're hot and you're cross and you tumble and toss it, that nutty twixt you and the ticking. Then the bedclothes will creep to the ground in a heap, and you pick them all up in a tangle. Next your pillow resigns or politely declines to remain at its usual angle. Well, you get some repose in the form of a dose, with hot eyeballs and head ever aching. But your slumbering teems with such horrible dreams that you'd very much better be waking. For you dream you were crossing the channel and tossing about in a steamer from Harwich, which is something between a large bathing machine and a very small second-class carriage. And you're giving a treat, penny, ice and cold meat, to a party of friends and relations. They're a ravenous horde, and they all came at Borderstone Square and South Kensington stations. And bound at that journey, you find your attorney who started that morning from Devon. He's a bit undersized, and you don't feel surprised when he tells you he's only 11. Well, you're driving like mad with a singular lad, by the ship's now four-wheeler. And you're playing round games and he calls you bad names when you tell him the tie is by the dealer. But this you can't stand, so you throw up your hand and you find you're as cold as an icicle. In your shirt and your socks, a black silver coat cloth, plus it's all very plain and a bicycle. And he and the crew are on bicycles too, which they've somehow or other invested in. And he's telling the tars all the particulars of a company he's interested in. It's a scheme of devices to get at low prices on goods of cockmickers to cables, which tickle the sailors by treating retailers as though they were already tables. You get a good spaceman to plant a small trade and first take up his boots with a boot tree. And his legs will take root and his fingers will shoot, and then blossom and bud like a fruit tree. From the green grows a tree, you get grapes of green pea, cauliflower, pineapple, apple and cranberries, while the pastry could plant cherry brandy will grant apple puffs at three corners and banberries. The shares are a penny, and ever so many are taken by Rothschild and Baring, and just as a few were allotted to you, you awake with a sudden despairing. You're a regular wreck with a crick in your neck and a wonder you snore, for your head's on the floor and your needles and pins and the sole of the sinew and the flesh of the tree and a left and a sleep and a clamp in the toes and a fly in your nose, a fluff in your lung and a feverish tongue and a thirst and a gentle and general said you haven't been sleeping in clover. But the darkness has passed and it's daylight at last, and the night has been long, ditto, ditto, my song.